B-Pod Studios.
This is Talkin' Rock.
Talkin' Rock.
Your backstage pass to some of your favorite rock artists. Here's your host, Meltdown.
This is a fun one. Spencer Charnas from Ice Nine Kills today on Talkin' Rock. Hey, this weekend, if you're anywhere in the southeast Michigan area, or anywhere in Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, wherever you may be, Astronomicon is going to be this weekend in Ann Arbor. All the information's up at astronomicon.com, but it's really cool because I get to host this live panel with Corey Taylor from Slipknot and Stone Sour, and of course his solo stuff as well. Spencer's hosting a thing called the King of Horror panel as well, along with some celebrities. We'll talk about that coming up here in a few minutes. But the guys from Twisted do this Astronomicon every year. This is their fourth one. Of course, they didn't do it last year. But just it's so well done. It's so well run. It's just a great event. You never know who you're going to be. I mean, you know, Mick Foley's going to be there. Shannon Elizabeth. Are you kidding me? I mean, so hot, right? Complete smoke show. So I'm looking forward to meeting her and a bunch of others. Butch Patrick from the Munsters and so on and so forth. But it's really cool. This Ice Nine Kills band, I'm not going to say that I know a lot about them, but I've started listening to them, started checking them out. Really cool band, especially if you're into like the horror genre. These guys are something right up your alley. So anyways, let's talk to Spencer and see what he's all about, see what's going on with him between the videos, between the upcoming album and everything else in between. It's Spencer today from Ice Nine Kills on Talkin' Rock.
Thanks for having me, buddy.
Yes, really cool. Ice Nine Kills. It was funny. I was driving into work today and thinking to myself, you know, I kind of like this kind of year is like kind of getting into the fall and it's like, you know, the horror movies and all that kind of stuff. And I'm looking forward to it. And then I have to watch some of your videos. And they're awesome. I love this Hip to Be Scared with Jacoby, Assaults and Batteries. Bill Moseley I saw in there as well, but some really cool stuff. As a matter of fact, I think some of your videos are actually better than some of the horror movies that are out right now.
Oh, well, thank you very much for saying that. We just have a lot of fun with it. You know, I grew up loving horror movies since I was a little kid and worshiping these same movies that we're getting a chance to put our own spin on. So honestly, it's kind of like a dream or a nightmare rather come true for me.
Now, when you do the Hip to Be Scared with Jacoby and stuff, do you guys have to ask permission to use some of the stuff like that that was used in American Psycho or the Huey Lewis kind of tones that were that you guys had in there?
Well, it's funny you mention that. We actually had to get permission from Huey Lewis, and he loved the song, and he signed off on it. It was funny because, you know, when we were originally putting that part together, we made it different than the actual Hip to Be Square song. You know, it's very similar, but it is actually different chords, but it is too close to just use without making sure that it passed the standards of Huey. So it's cool that Hip to Be Scared is co-written technically by Huey Lewis.
Yeah, that's awesome that he would sign off on that. I mean, were you guys a little nervous that he might not?
Well, the thing for me is like, he's obviously already known now that the song has this sort of dark humor connotation to it because of that very iconic scene from American Psycho. So I would have been more worried that he wasn't going to be into it if we had just ripped another song from the 80s that had nothing to do with horror ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they sort of, broke down the door for us in terms of the original production using that song. But I was very pleasantly surprised that he signed off on it and then honored to know that he thought the song was really cool.
No, it's
and the video, because he watched both.
No, it's
he saw the video.
Yeah, no, it's killer stuff. But as far as American Psycho goes, did you guys have like liberty just to do what you wanted to do with it, or did you have to ask for that too?
We kind of just skate the line of parody. Although the apartment is reminiscent of it, it's not, you know, the exact placement of everything. I'm not wearing the exact, you know, attire. You know, it's all sort of just skates that line of fair use. But when you're talking about actually taking a part of a song and recreating it, that definitely needs to be sort of put through the ringer, so to speak.
But like you were saying, though, it's like you guys changed it just enough, but not too much if people still know what it is.
Exactly. That's what we were going for.
Yeah. So assault and batteries, that's killer as well. And, you know, and it's so cool because you're going to be coming to Astronomicon this weekend. We'll talk about that for a second in a second here. But it's so cool that you get to work with some of these horror legends.
Oh, man, it's really exciting for me. Bill Moseley has always been a favorite of mine. I told him on set one time that he was the Charlton Heston of evil. And I think he really liked that. He's just super easy to work with, a great actor, really killed the role. And we got to work with a few different horror icons on some of these other videos coming up that, you know, I can't get into the specifics, but Ricky Dean Logan is in one of the next videos. And he, of course, played Carlos in, you know, Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy's Dead. He was the one that Freddy cut the ear off and says, "Nice hearing from you, Carlos." And just some real exciting stuff, man. And I couldn't be more pleased with how the videos have turned out. We've got a great team. We've got a great director and producer. It's got Jensen and Phoenix. And we're just very lucky to work with very talented people.
And, of course, you know, bringing your dreams or your nightmares to life, I suppose. Before we started, you said something about, you know, creating Ice Nine Kills content. Is that what you're talking about, what you were just talking about right there? Or do you have other stuff in the works?
No, that's what I'm talking about. A lot of video content that we're preparing for the release of the album. Basically, we do a thing called Nightmare on Ninth, where on every ninth of the month, we release a new merchandise drop. But this particular rollout to the album not only comes with a merchandise drop, but a new song and a new video every ninth leading up to the release in October, which is October 15th. The Silver Screen 2 Welcome to Horrorwood comes out, so you can be sure there's a couple more videos on the way for you.
Yeah, and probably some ballads, I'm sure.
Oh yeah, we do a lovely a Bette Midler song on the album from Beaches.
Yeah, of course. There you go.
Yeah.
Do you guys cover anything at all? You know, anything?
Yeah, we've done some covers in the past. We had a lot of fun towards the very beginning of the pandemic. We did our own version of the Fountains of Wayne song, Stacy's Mom, but we changed it to Jason's Mom. And we just wrote some silly lyrics and did a cover of that and released it on Mother's Day because obviously we're big Friday the 13th and Mrs. Voorhees fans. So that was fun. We did a cover of Can't Help Falling in Love by Elvis. We kind of stripped it down and made it real sort of evil sounding. That was another fun one. But we always like experimenting with that kind of stuff. But, you know, our bread and butter is definitely the original songs.
Right. So you mentioned the pandemic and stuff. So how did the pandemic help or hurt what you do? Or were you guys ready to, you know, really get the ball rolling and everything had to, like, kind of get pulled back? Or was this, did this give you more time to work on the record and maybe fine-tune it?
Yeah, I mean, listen, the pandemic was a tragedy on so many different fronts. So many people lost their lives and their jobs, and it was terrible in many ways. But, you know, the thing that I always try to do is find the positive out of a negative situation. And the positives were that, you know, I spend most of my life for the last at least 10 to 15 years on the road. And so this did give me a chance to just kind of chill and be in one spot. And more importantly, as you said, fine-tune Ice Nine Kills and the new songs. So this entire record, pretty much, except for maybe Hip to Be Scared, which I had written before we had done that tour with Papa Roach, was written all during the pandemic. And that's really what consumed my time. A couple of the other guys moved out to L.A., at the beginning of the pandemic, and, you know, we really developed a routine, you know, wake up, get some coffee, go to Joe's house and work on the record. So it definitely helped shape this record in a great way, and I'm glad that we made, as I said, the positive out of the negative.
Now, have you guys done anything live since the pandemic kind of starting to lighten up a little bit?
No, we have not played yet. We're supposed to play our first show in about 3 weeks, September 10th. And then we're going to be on a whole tour for September. October, we will be doing a lot of promotional activity surrounding the new album. You know, some events we're going to be doing in Salem, Massachusetts. We're going to be doing events in Los Angeles. Nothing has been officially announced yet, but you could be sure we're going to have some exciting treats sprinkled all throughout the country.
Now, Salem, that's where you're from, right?
That is correct.
Yeah. Is that where you're from or the whole band?
I'm originally from Swampscott, Massachusetts, which is the neighboring town of Salem. Then I moved to Salem, I want to say, in like about 2010. And, you know, my mom and a lot of my family still live in Salem, live in that area. So I'm back and forth quite a bit. One of the other guys is from a neighboring town of Reading, Massachusetts. And then the other guys are just sort of sprinkled all over Buffalo, New York, Los Angeles, Lancaster, Pennsylvania. We're all over the place.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I grew up in Buffalo myself. I came out here to Detroit in 1995 to work at this station. But, yeah, you know, you mentioned Salem, and the first thing I think of is Rob Zombie's Lords of Salem, which in my opinion is probably his worst movie.
Yeah, you know, the thing about that film, I get such a kick out of seeing all of those spots that I love to go. I think, like, you know, Engine House Pizza is in it. So for, like, any locals of the area, it's like, man, that is so cool that you featured that stuff. I love Rob Zombie. You know, like me, he's from Massachusetts. So I've always looked up to his music and aesthetic for sure.
Yeah, and I love his movies. I mean, especially the first two he did, you know, the Devil's Rejects and House of a Thousand Corpses. I thought those were awesome. I just thought Devil's or the Lords of Salem kind of just, I don't know, kind of missed the mark for me a little bit. There was that movie back in the day, and I'm older than you, but I saw Trick or Treat in the theater, and it kind of had the same kind of like what was almost like the same kind of subject matter.
Oh, yes, the playing of the sort of satanic infested record, right?
Yeah, yeah. So that
it's cool. It's a cool 80s movie, though.
No, it is. Yeah, I remember going to see that in the theater with my buddies. But I asked Rob one time. I go, "So is this like Trick or Treat?" He's like, "No, it's nothing like Trick or Treat." he must have heard that a few times or something. But so anyways, a couple more things here I want to touch with you, Spencer. Inked in Blood. Tell us about this graphic novel.
It is our first sort of foray into the world of literature and comics and graphic novels. And this also came about during the pandemic. We worked with this really cool company, Z2 Comics. They approached us, and they thought that our sort of world of Ice Nine Kills that we've been building, you know, not just with the music, but with the last album and the music videos we did for the Silver Scream 1, had this sort of overarching story. And I think they had a good idea that we could really bring our sort of brand of horror and camp and blood to the world of graphic novels. So I kind of came up with this story and fine-tuned it with them, and they have an excellent team of writers and artists that really brought to life the vision. And in many ways, it is a counterpiece to our upcoming album, The Silver Scream 2, Welcome to Horrorwood. But with this book, it really is from more of the fans' perspective, the psychos, as we call them. And the events of the Silver Scream 2 are sort of play out in the background of the comic, where there's this murder, and I am accused of it, but the fans are not having it. They don't believe I've done it. So you can get it, you know, at IceNineKills.com, the Z2 Comics website. And I'm looking at the hardcover deluxe version, and I'm sort of blown away by how great it looks. You know, it's just a really high quality production, something that, you know, when I used to go to Borders Books and Music to get, you know, any kind of book or comic or graphic novel, this is what they kind of look like. So they did a great job putting it together.
Yeah, it's cool to hold something like that in your hand that you've created. And of course, this weekend you're going to be coming into town with Astronomicon. By the way, what's it like touring with the guys from Twisted?
Man, those guys are awesome. We've only done one tour with them, which was the last Warped Tour back in 2018. And they're like us. They're horror fanatics. And they're just such nice guys, such genuine people. I had the pleasure of doing a song with them called Envy that I got to sing on a couple months back. And everyone in their whole camp is really gracious and generous. Their manager, George, is super sweet. And I'm just excited to see them again because I haven't seen them in person since, you know, since Warped Tour a few years back.
Yeah, Jamie and Paul and George, just great people for sure. And then, of course, Astronomicon. So you're holding this the Kings of Horror panel, so you'll be able to talk with, let's see, who do you got? You got Bill Moseley, right? Who else is going to be on that panel?
I think Bill Moseley, Kane Hodder. I know that it is Friday night, I believe, and, you know, just being able to get a chance to speak with people that I've admired for so long and ask them questions that I've had for years, and Michael Berryman's on it, of course, from The Hills Have Eyes and Devil's Rejects. So it's going to be an all-star panel of hell.
Yeah, that's cool. I got to host a I'll be hosting the Corey Taylor panel on Saturday afternoon, so I'm looking forward to that. I did one with Dee Snider a couple of years ago. It's an hour long. I put it up on my podcast. It was so much fun, especially, you know, when I'm doing interviews, I've got to, you know, kind of, you know, hold the conversation down. But, it, you know, in this time, we'll be able to let the fans ask some questions, too, just like probably in yours.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I think that's really what it's about, you know. Well, I'll level some questions that I've had, but I think it's really opening it up to what their supporters want to know. And as a fan myself, I got the best seat in the house.
Well, listen, Spencer, thanks so much for the time. Ice Nine Kills. I'll tell you what, it's kind of a new convert to the band and stuff, man. It's really cool. And I guess we're coming up to your time of the year, right? The fall, isn't that, you know? I mean, you know, people, it's weird because people always say to me, like, you know, because I grew up in Buffalo, I live in Detroit, and, you know, maybe, I don't know, where you're on the West Coast right now, right?
Yes.
I mean, Halloween's not the same in California as it is in Massachusetts.
Well, there's a certain allure to, you know, the New England fall. You know, you've got the leaves and the foliage, and, you know, that's home. But I got to say, there's so many cool activities out in Los Angeles because there's so many, you know, obviously this is the mecca of the film industry. But also it does feel like there's such a large presence of a horror community in L.A. There's so many cool stores, especially in Burbank. You have places like the Mystic Museum and Camp Horror that are dedicated to the slasher genre. And there's so many great events, so many great screenings of, like, you know, some of my favorite slasher movies where they'll have the actors come out after the screening of the film and do Q&As, much like we're doing at Astronomicon. So I love the best of both worlds, and I'm happy to say I'll be sort of ping-ponging back and forth between Salem, Mass., and Los Angeles, and in Salem, we're looking to have a pop-up all October long. So if you're an Ice Nine Kills fan, come on down because it's going to be a great time.
Well, Spencer, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. We'll see you this weekend.
Looking forward to seeing you, buddy.
And there you have it, Spencer from Ice Nine Kills. If you get a chance, go down the rabbit hole with this band. And you might be surprised, especially if you're a horror fan like myself. And it's like classic horror fans, too. Like, you know, the Friday the 13th, like you were saying, Freddy, Jason, that kind of stuff. It's like the classics are all kind of touched on. So, and Spencer's just a really super creative, super talented guy from everything I've seen. So, and like I said at the intro, I'll be there at Astronomicon this weekend with lots of things happening. Astronomicon.com. I'll throw that website in the description of the show. You can check that out for yourself as well and hope to see you down there. I have a lot of interviews in the bank here. We're going to be posting them coming up here probably by the end of the week, early next week as well. But we got some pretty cool ones. So hopefully you guys will check back and subscribe and the whole thing, as the big guy will tell you.
Thank you for listening to Talkin' Rock with Meltdown. You can help this podcast grow by giving it a 5-star rating and writing a review on Apple and iTunes. Plus, feel free to subscribe and share it with your friends. Until next time, thanks for listening to Talkin' Rock.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' on You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.